Thank you so much for joining us as we continue to look at the I Am statements of Jesus. We're going to finish out the next couple days looking at these and start a brand new devotional series called Road Rules. We're going to be looking at the book of Proverbs and have some special things for parents during the summer months as we go through that series. More about that later. John chapter 8, verses 33 and 34, they answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered, "Truly I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin." The concept of sin has become just a little bit ho-hum, hasn't it? What used to make us blush, now we laugh at. What used to be whispered, now is shouted. Some things actually used to embarrass us, and now we are unfazed when our family and our kids are watching while the commercials show tawdry scenes of the following sitcom. We live knee-deep in materialism, and we become desensitized to sin. Listen to these words of an author, Cornelius Plantinga. Listen to what he says. He says, "Self-deception about our sin is a narcotic, a tranquilizing and disorienting suppression of our spiritual central nervous system. What's devastating about it is that when we lack an ear for wrong notes in our lives, we cannot play the right ones or even recognize them in the performance of others. Eventually, we make ourselves religiously so unmusical that we miss both the exposition and the recapitulation of the major themes God plays in the human life. The music of the creation and the still greater music of grace whistle right past our skulls, causing no catch of breath or leaving no residue. Moral beauty begins to bore us. The idea that the human race needs a savior sounds kind of quaint. Let us not become so accustomed to sin in our lives and the sin around us that we allow the music of grace to whistle through our skulls without taking our breath away." Heavenly Father, wake us up. Please don't let us become slaves to sin. Please help us to be those who live in your freedom, not the freedom, the false freedom the world tries to offer us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.